Chapter 12, Danger and Truth. The bright morning sun awakened Lydia first as she rubbed her eyes and reached for her hat that was wedged under her still snoring dogragon. She looked across the now only smoking embers of last night's fire with bewilderment. The beast was not where he had been. Instead, there was what looked like a person with a blanket over their shoulder. She carefully approached and then gently lifted the blanket to reveal the mystery of the sleeping stranger. She gasped so loudly that she stumbled backwards, scaring herself silly in the reveal. It was Luke. What had happened to Wesley? How did Luke get here so quickly? And what changed his mind about helping her? Suddenly, she found herself agitated with the ever-twists and turns of her journey. She stood up and brushed herself off. Luke, wake up. What are you doing here? Did you see the beast or which way he may have gone? She said. Luke stirred but rolled back over with a groan. Good Pirate Lydia knelt down and touched his shoulder as flecks of gold reflected from the morning sunlight in his hair. She could smell a strong aroma of frankincense. Luke, are you all right? She said gently and brushed his hair back from his eyes.
Yes, I'm all right, just a little tired, Zol, he replied as he sat up slowly scratching his head in an attempt to wake himself up.
It certainly is a beautiful day for an adventure, wouldn't you say? He squinted at the morning light and expressed his usual smirk of confidence and delight at the thick air of confusion he could already see on Pirate Lydia's face.
It really is delightful to surprise you like this. Our friendship is certainly keeping you on your toes, he chuckled.
I'm not sure whether to laugh or give you my boot, Luke. What are you doing here? And how on earth...
She stopped, mid-sentence, as she had stepped back and now saw the giant imprint where the beast had rested in Luke's small hand in the enormous depression of the beast's claws. All of a sudden, she remembered the cave drawings, the curse, the full moon, the other mystery beast in the etchings. As her head spun with no explanation from Luke, all the pieces of the puzzle began to come together. She backed up slowly as if her proximity to the enchanted man that stood before her was too much to take in.
You're Wesley. You were near your brother when the evil overcame him. You're the other creature in the ancient drawings, aren't you?
He stood up and brushed off his underside.
Well, I told you I was no dragon. Between the flying food, angry hairy Vikings, and my ridiculous brother, there wasn't much time to explain. I'm just glad you made it here safely. This island is full of dangers you may not even be aware of.
Now let's see. Which way do you think we... Ouch! He exclaimed, as a one-booted Pirate Lydia stood hands on hips and a gleaming smile of satisfaction.
That was for scaring me in the cave and munching on food while we were being raided, instead of telling me you're an enchanted beast.
Okay, I feel better now. Let's go and find that horn.
She slipped her boot back on, patted Luke's head, and walked off in pride.
Before Luke could stop her, she turned abruptly and sank into the ground like an anchor in water. He threw Licky into the nearest palm as the dogragon sunk its claws into the trunk. He wound the long beast's tail round his arm like a rope and dove headfirst into the jello sand after Good Pirate Lydia.